From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 18, 2012. This week, we focus on the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL, cleanup plan. Established in December 2010 by the U.S. EPA, the Bay TMDL seeks to reduce the nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment that flow into the bay and cause a range of water quality and habitat problems. The Bay TMDL requires states to submit Watershed Implementation Plans, or WIPs. The so-called Phase 2 WIP focuses on what localities will do to help meet statewide goals. After Virginia's submission of its Phase 2 WIP on March 30, 2012, the Commonwealth held a series of public meetings on the document. The following five-minute excerpt is from a presentation at the May 30th meeting in Covington by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation's James Davis Martin, describing what happens next in the Bay TMDL process. Please note that the word model refers to the EPA's computer program used to predict how land use actions affect pollution reaching the bay, and federal backstops refers to potential actions by EPA if states don't meet their Bay TMDL goals.
Next steps. So we submitted our Phase 2 WIP to EPA at the end of March. And as I said, we have gotten preliminary feedback from EPA that leads us to believe that they are going to accept our WIP and that we will remain in the same state with EPA as we were after our Phase 1 WIP, which is no federal backstops, no immediate consequences, but they are going to continue their enhanced oversight of our stormwater program. As we submitted that document forward to EPA, we opened it up for public comment, and obviously we've been going around conducting meetings like this one around the state. You are the eighth of nine, so we've got one more tomorrow up in the Shenandoah Valley, which is the end of the public comment period, May 31st. Throughout this process, we've heard from local governments. There was concern about the model, the state. As we've reviewed the data that EPA was providing, there were some concerns with the model. And we are committed to and will continue working with EPA through the Chesapeake Bay program to try and resolve those model issues, including development of new BMPs to address some of the shortfalls that were identified. The strategies that were developed, there were some that were very specific, but for the most part, they were more general. So we need to refine those strategies, figure out which ones are really viable locally. If you developed a list and you want to just march forward with that, fine. If not, consider looking at that list of 400-plus strategies that were compiled from across the state. Maybe you'll find something in there that you hadn't considered that you think might work. And then let's start working toward building a timeline for implementing those strategies, identifying the resources, and as they become available, implementing those strategies. Obviously, implementation has to continue, not just for the sake of the Chesapeake Bay TMDL, but because of local water quality and local TMDLs as well. Even though they may be addressing different pollutants, a lot of the BMPs and practices that we talk about using for the Bay TMDL are the same practices that would be used to address a bacterial impairment in a local waterway. The reason we don't have nitrogen and phosphorus impairments in our running streams is that there is not yet a water quality standard for nitrogen or phosphorus in running streams. But there is a movement by EPA to call on states to establish that water quality standard for nitrogen and phosphorus in our streams. If that happens, you'll see a bunch of new TMDLs or a nesting approach saying, if we meet the Chesapeake Bay TMDL, we'll address the nitrogen and phosphorus concerns in the local waters as well. But that may be further down the road. The point here is that implementation has to continue. We have to keep marching forward, continuing to implement best practices on the ground to improve water quality locally, and of course, that translates to improved water quality in the bay. As we move forward with that implementation, we need to make sure we're accurately tracking what we're putting on the ground so that it can be reported forward from the localities to the state and from the state up to EPA. There's very specific data needs, data elements that have to be collected, very specific, to feed into the model. So we want to work with partners to make sure we get that reporting protocol in place so that we can get that data reported. And the last bullet there is milestone planning. Obviously, we've got this now phase two WIP that is a plan, kind of a strategic level plan looking out to 2025. Part of the process for the Bay TMDL is that now, from here forward, we're going to go through this two-year planning cycle called milestones. And EPA has the expectation of all of the Bay states that you achieve a certain level of reduction each of those two-year periods moving out toward 2025. In fact, they expect that we achieve 60% of the required reductions by the midpoint 2017. So, a lot of work to do.
For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.